Why does the number pi equal 3.14? And who first worked it out? The answer will astound you because math teachers assume you know already, but they never actually explain. Now, this is Archimedes, and he worked out that the circumference of a circle equals 3.14 times the diameter. But how did he do it? Let's not talk about it. Let's work it out. Archimedes didn't have sophisticated tools. All he had was an old wooden cartwheel. Luckily, we have sophisticated tools like Kellogg's Crunchy Nut Cornflakes. What are we going to do with this? We're going to carefully open it out because we want the cardboard. And I'm going to draw a line across there and cut very carefully along that line. If you're really sophisticated, you can use a scalpel and a ruler and a cutting mat. But scissors will do. Take your time. Go all the way to the end. Try and keep it as straight as you possibly can. I cut off the ends like that. And I'm going to quickly cut across there just to that. Good. And you can just see a bit of a line across the top. Then we can cut out this big section of the front of the cornflakes box. You can use any kind of cardboard you like. You want it to be thick enough to be useful and thin enough to be nice and easy to cut out. And then I'm going to get some glue. I'm using Pritt stick. You can use whatever glue. Turn it upside down and I'm going to glue right up to the edge like that. And then I'm going to stick it on there like that and leave that alone. And this line here, you can see it's kind of, there's a thickness there. This is going to be the level of the road. Okay, so we're looking at the road sideways along. We're going to get this wheel to roll along it like that. So let's make a wheel. Now, Archimedes already had a wheel, but we need to make one. And you can draw it with a compass, and you can have the point right in the center of the circle and draw it around like that. Or if you haven't got a compass to hand, you can use a glass or a jam jar or anything round and draw all the way around it like that. I'm going to cut this out roughly first, and then I'm going to cut it out very carefully, following around the circumference of the circle. And while I'm doing this, come down here, you'll see a little subscribe button, and if you click that, you will be subscribed to the Shoe Runner Drawing Channel. And when you do, there'll be a little bell comes up. Ring that and you'll be notified every time I do new videos. I also have a live drawing channel. And if you want to support this channel, you can support me by buying me a cup of coffee on Patreon. You'll find all the links in the description box below. Here we go. And there is going to be our wheel. I think the centre is about there, maybe about there. So I'm going to guess that that's the centre. I'm going to get a Sharpie pen and I'll draw a little circle around it. So that's like the axle, where the axle goes through the wheel. Through the hole in the wheel, and we can put a shadow in there as well. And then we want, this is the kind of the joining timber that joins the whole wheel together. And then behind it, we've got these planks of wood like this, and we'll have another one there and another one there. And we can make this look a bit more realistic. If you get a thinner pen, you can then kind of make it look, it's got like a wooden effect. We'll have a different kind of pattern on each plank to separate them out. We can have something like that and something like that. Oh, we want one across the middle as well, don't we? Yeah. We'll have that going across there like that. And if you want to be really fancy, I happen to have a grey pen here. So I'm going to add a little bit of shadow across there. If you haven't got a grey pen, you could use a pencil and do something like that instead, just to kind of add a bit of shadow effect. I think I'm going to shade that in there as well. Now, I think to make it easy and see what's going on here, I'm also going to just kind of rub my Sharpie pen against the edge just to kind of highlight the circumference so that we can see it as the wheel goes round. I'm just kind of just marking it. So these are all the tools that Archimedes had, was a wheel and a road. And he thought, let's start there on the road. And he thought, what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw an arrow pointing down like that. And let's colour it in red just so it stands out a bit better. He said, let's start right there. Put the arrow at the beginning. I'm going to use the pin of my compass as the axle. And I'm going to, and I'm going to roll this all the way along the road until the arrow points right down again, which is there. And then I'm going to make a mark. Okay, so it's gone all the way around once, so that is the length of the circumference. And I wonder if there's any kind of relationship going on here. So let's have a look. Let's see. That's one diameter. That's two diameters. That's three diameters. And that's four diameters. So we started at zero. That's one. That's two. That's three. And that's four. But let's have a look at what's going on here. So if that's four, then that is about 3.5, isn't it? Maybe it's more there. That's 3.25, which means that 3.25, so there's one and two, then that means that that is 3.14. And that is where the number pi comes from. It's the number of diameters it takes for the wheel to travel around one full cycle. No one ever told me that at school. No one. If they'd have told me that, I would have understood. How do I know all this? I wrote the book, Archimedes, the Man Who Invented the Death Ray. Click the links and go and get a copy for yourself and find out what a genius he really was. So how does this work out? The famous formula or algorithm is 2 pi r equals the circumference, okay? So let's see, what is the radius? And I'm measuring that, and I would say that was 34 millimeters. So here, the radius equals 34 millimeters. So 2 pi r means 2 times pi times 34 millimeters equals the circumference. So let's see what we get. Here's a calculator. So we'll go 2 times pi, which is 3.14 times 34 millimeters, 34 equals 213.52 millimeters. Let's see what we get. Here we are, 210, 211, 213.5. Smack on! 213.52. I mean, this is not the most accurate model, but I think that kind of proves where this whole relationship comes from. So we can say here that 2 times pi, which is 3.14, times 34 millimeters, that should be double M there, shouldn't it? Equals circumference equals 213.52 millimeters. And this here is 213.52 millimeters. So that is how the incredibly clever Archimedes worked out the value of pi using just an old cartwheel. Brilliant. Thanks for watching, and make sure you're subscribed to the Stu Rounder Drawing Channel for lots more drawing videos every week. In the meantime, keep drawing, 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 practice, 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 and I'll see you next time. You take care now. Bye bye.